I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. According to the polls, the race is tightening. That means every vote will count, especially in those all-important swing states. And the votes from Americans abroad might also make a difference, which is why political activists are looking to win over votes in Israel. William Booth is the Jerusalem bureau chief for The Washington Post. So you've been talking to voters in Israel, William. Before we get to their preferences, how many potential votes are we talking about?
If you ask the U.S. Embassy in Tel Aviv or the consulate in Jerusalem how many American citizens live in Israel at any one time, they estimate between 200 to 400,000. It's probably on the lower end. So there might be a couple of hundred thousand U.S. citizens here who would be eligible to vote. So that's not trivial.
Is there any chance those votes could have an impact in any of the battleground states?
Yes, there is. According to folks here, there is. Because if we remember in 2000, it went down to 500 or 600 votes in Florida, particularly in Palm Beach County, which was divided by the infamous butterfly ballot. They think that in a super tight swing state, Pennsylvania, maybe Florida, a little bit in Ohio, a large number of Jewish U.S. citizens living in Israel could help one side or the other. I mean, in a real squeezer of an election.
So President Obama is not very popular with Israelis, but he strongly endorsed Hillary Clinton, and both Bill and Hillary have a long pro-Israel track record. What does that all mean for this race?
Well, this is a particularly strange race because there are supporters of Donald Trump that are known to be anti-Semitic and the alt-right, and you would think that like Jewish voters would not line up behind Donald Trump. But President Obama, for one reason or another, is very unpopular in Israel. People say it's kind of a mirror image to the vote, the Jewish vote in the United States. If it's 70% Democrat versus 30% Republican in the United States among Jewish voters, people would say it's the opposite here. So Donald Trump could pick up some votes here.
Have you spoken with some of those Trump supporters in Israel about things that Trump himself has said, say, about Syrian refugees? Because a lot of critics see a parallel with the desperation of Jewish refugees during World War II, whose lives were determined by quotas and prejudice here in the U.S. and in other countries. They see a problem there.
Yeah, I think they probably would. I mean, among U.S. citizens who are also Israelis here that I've spoken with, you have some who came to Israel in the 60s, 70s, who were and probably still are on the left side of the political spectrum, who find the idea of a Donald Trump presidency like completely mystifying or abhorrent, right? And you find newer arrivals who are looking for sort of a tough anti-terrorist, maybe even anti-Arab position, the things that Donald Trump has said about, well, let's carpet bomb them or let's waterboard them or let's, you know, round them all up. I mean, some of that is, you know, honey in some people's ear here.
Overall, William, do Israelis pay pretty close attention to American politics? Because one rabbi you met spends his retirement watching Fox News.
Yes. The Israelis across the board are most interested in Israel and themselves. But then if they had to pick a second, they're fascinated by like the United States and U.S. politics. I mean, the longest running soap opera in Israel of the last few years is Obama and Bibi Netanyahu, right? So the Israelis are sort of obsessed with the U.S. They're watching the election, I think, very closely. I mean, even in Israeli electoral politics, this is kind of a strange one, even for them here.
Well, it's strange for a lot of people. The Washington Post, William Booth in Jerusalem. Thank you.
Anytime. Happy to do it.